Blog Talk Radio.
I'm coming to you live from Cat Harbin, Maryland, and we're wondering just what is going on in this world today. If you want to call in and give everyone your view of what's going on, you just give Norm a call at 347-945-6713. And we'll give you your time to say whatever it is you want to say about whatever you want to say. Well, as the song said, Norm's got a lot of bad habits. Now, we didn't make it on last week for a lot of different reasons, mostly connection problems. But we're here this week, and we're here for you to see. So just hit the talk button or give us a call at 347-945-6713. Well, I don't know. For now, let's talk about soccer. I'm coaching a soccer team again, and to be quite honest, we're off to a great start this year. The soccer team is composed of a lot of good players, and we're really pounding the living heck out of everybody that we face so far. We're 3 up and none down, and we put 22 into the net and only had 2 scored against us. We've only been tied once at 1, and that was only for a few minutes. We're just playing a lot of great soccer, and it's of the offensive type. The next game we got's coming up on Thursday. Speaking of professional soccer, we've got DC United, and they're just pushing right along in the world here now. And, well, they opened up the season with 2 ties. They got a tie out in L.A. What was it, 2-2 to open the season. They had a tie against the Galaxy, and they had a tie 1-1 with the Fire at RFK last Saturday night. The U.S. men's national team just seemed to get off to a really horrendous start against Costa Rica, but then came through. In the last 10 minutes, got a couple of goals to escape with a 2-2 tie, sort of miraculous, and continue its speedy road towards qualification for the World Cup a year from June, and that would be kind of interesting, the 2010 Cup. We didn't have a real good outing in the last cup, and so we'll see if we can't make things better this time. The women's professional soccer is making another comeback. Apparently the Freedom are out and running. They opened the season last Saturday or Sunday afternoon, and unfortunately they took a 1-0 shellacking. If you were on the line and waiting to call Norm, just give me a chance. I'll be picking up some phone calls just as soon as I can get through some of this opening material. If you're not waiting to call me, why don't you just get in line, 347-945-6713, and you can talk to Norm and to the listening audience. Now, I'm not 100% sure how many people are listening out there. I didn't do a lot of advertising on Facebook or any other kind of thing there, but I hope you're listening to me. I'm really having a lot of fun here. But aside from soccer, that's really about all that's going on in the sports world that's of any interest to Norm. I really am enjoying being out on the field again. So to 10 minutes, I don't have so much as a blip on my radar. So you know what? Why don't we listen to more music?
Why does no
one call me?
Why can't somebody just give me a ring?
Give me
a telephone is silent like a stone, and I feel all alone. Why does no one call? Why can't somebody just give me a ring? I'm getting the idea. I'm sitting in the clear, 'cause no one wants me near. How strange that everyone I spoke thought I was telling them a joke, 'cause all their phone does in the end is clearly drive them round the bend. But I dare not pass my door for fear that if I do, for sure some person will show sympathy and try to send a call to me. But why does no one call? Why can't somebody just give me a ring? The stupid telephone is silent like a stone, and I feel all alone. Why does no one call? Why can't somebody just give me a ring? I'm getting the idea, I'm sitting in the clear, 'cause no one wants me near. Maybe people think I'm somewhere wandering, if to go to Tokyo or rather farther. But why does no one call? Why can't somebody just give me a ring? I even try to be more true than usually and pay AT&T. My state was bad and getting worse. I knew I had to fight the curse. My only chance, it struck me clean, was by an answering machine. When later I came home again, from joy I felt completely lame. The little light was blinking bright. A call had come to end my flight. The sweetest voice I ever heard just said in words so few, "Excuse me, sir, this number's wrong. This call is not for you."
That's why does no one call me? Well, you've got 5 lines open now. 347-945-6713. And excuse me, you can be on with Norm at night. We got about 36 minutes to go, and I'd really like to hear from some of you out there. I'm looking at my Facebook, and everybody's asking for the summertime. Looks like they're going to the spring uniforms at April 1st at St. Mary's High School. And as one of my friends from St. Mary's says, summer's coming. That's really, and, oh, God, there's people cursing? Oh, I don't know. I'm enjoying my look at Facebook, and this is your opportunity to not just talk to Norm on Facebook, but to, oh, gosh, some people here now. I'm looking at a lot of people from the old, well, actually the first school. I ever taught at. That's really kind of fun. My buddy Renee, I don't know if you're out there listening or not, but I understand your birthday's coming up. So happy birthday, Renee. Thanks, Pammy, for bringing that to my attention. I hope you're out there listening. And if you are, why don't you just give Norm a call? I really would like a call, and the topics are open. I really don't have a whole lot to say really about anything tonight, so I'll just let you give me a call, and away we'll go. And my usual, the 15th is approaching, and of course, I'm having trouble with income tax. I don't know what it is about me and income tax, but it always seems like I'm doing something wrong and gotta pay the gubbies money. It's always money to the gov. Money to the gov. Speaking of the gov, you know, you want to call and let me know what you think about Mr. Obama's time in office so far. I always like to talk about that. I really don't see a whole bunch of things changing. But who knows? What do you think? Has the first 3 months of Obama been good or bad? January, February, and March are now in the book. And as we come to April Fool's Day, it is not an April Fool that Barack Obama is President of the United States. It's the real thing. Has it made any real difference? I'm really not 100% sure. The fact of the matter is, I think in the long run, I'm glad that he is President of the United States. I don't know what else there is to do. Oh, you know, I just noticed that the Washington Chorus is presenting Verdi's Requiem on April the 5th at 3 p.m. in the Kennedy Concert Center, the Kennedy Center Concert Hall, and they can actually get a ticket for under $20. I don't know how many of those there are, but why don't you, if you want to talk about Verdi, you can always give us a call, or even simply talk about going to the show. That's 347-945-6713. Somehow I got a feeling that we're not going to get a lot of people calling into the show tonight, and I guess that's okay. I can't believe a friend of mine had a crawling race with her baby today, and it looks like the baby won. God help me. You want to talk about crawling races? 347-945-6713 is the number. I'd say you could Skype me, but my Skype computer went kapooey today. I don't have Skype on this monster that I'm using here. In fact, if I have anything on this computer, it's so blessed old. Hey, Mr. Bruno, I see that you're bored out of your skull, so call Norm at night at 347-945-6713. I got 5 lines open, and we'd love to hear from you. God, Chris, I can't believe years and years ago, you used to walk into the classroom and I was your teacher. Unbelievable. It is really interesting how much influence you really have as a teacher. And the you see people and the lives you affect and the way they affect people, I'm really glad that I became a teacher. Yeah, I suppose I could have been a millionaire and done a whole lot of other things, but God forbid, it all might have been wiped out in the big stock meltdown of 2009 or 2008. I don't know how you want to do it, but since I have stepped back into the soccer world, I got a caller coming. Hey, go ahead. You're on with Norm at Night.
Well, hi, Norm. It's Jan.
Well, hi. How are you? It's so wonderful to hear you. Oh,
good
God.
To hear you. I can't
I'm
do it on
great.
Computer. But
I'm sorry I couldn't hear you.
I can't get my player working on my computer, so I thought I'd just call in.
Well, that's great. Your voice sounds wonderful. The memories come rushing back. This is an old friend of mine. Living out in the
California.
Sunny West, right, the sunny West Coast now. And so I'm actually very tickled pink. I'm just having a great old time here, still back on the East Coast, but down in Virginia now, teaching school at another place, waiting for them to throw me out of there, but we'll see what happens.
I don't know. You're tough to get rid of, I think.
Well, you know, you might be right about that. I think it was all those years at Tony Patterson's kitchen table that really finally did me in. I've never been able to forget that you have a right to ask questions.
That's right. That's what we all learned, huh?
And so I'm so glad my computer blew up today. And,
oh, dear.
And, well, stuff happens. What are you going to do? But so I'm using this old relic here tonight to do this thing. And I was I'm going back and forth here. And I got there just in time. I hope you weren't waiting long.
No, I've been trying to get on with my computer, but my player doesn't seem to be working. So I have the page, I see your picture, but my system just doesn't want to accept this. So I have to work on it.
How do you like my white hair?
I can't believe it. I can't believe your beautiful blonde hair.
Yeah, beautiful blonde. Boy, isn't that something. What was I going to say? Oh! Remember our old friend Joanne Grippy?
Yeah.
She's a big, fancy private school educator now in old Buffalo.
Yeah, she's a principal.
Yeah, a big-time principal. Well, she was principal at Narden for a while.
Yeah.
And now she's at Holy Angels, or as the boy Canisius High used to say, Hell's Angels Academy.
But my brother,
he's still floating around Buffalo. He sends me an email now and then. So what are you doing out on the coast?
Say that again?
What are you doing out on the coast?
Well, I'm in the Bay Area, which is just absolutely gorgeous. And
yes,
I'm in...
I've never been.
And you should. And
well,
I'm in property management.
Maybe I'll come and visit.
Okay. And I'm anxious to find out what kind of politics you talk on this show.
Oh, the politics I talk on this show. Well, you know, it comes down to this. Somebody walked up to me the other day and said, so what do you think about Mr. Obama's presidency? And I said, well, I'll have to look to the right and see.
Well, yeah, we will see.
Not a whole lot's changed. I'm so glad you got me into that because I had this idea today. Actually, it was yesterday. But I had this idea. I said, you know what? They want to bail out the automobile industry, so why don't they do this? Instead of just giving them billions of dollars, if you buy a car from General Motors and the entire purchase price of the car is tax deductible.
Well, that's a good idea. I think they should just cut a check to everybody.
Well, why not? Well, actually, and the other kind of politics that, but only if you buy an American car. There is there's probably a little steel worker still left in me.
Oh, I remember that well.
And if you want to buy, if you buy an American car, you absolutely tax credit. The heck with tax deduction. Let's just make it a tax credit, and only if you buy a hybrid.
Yes.
And or better yet, maybe the government should just buy everybody in the country a hybrid and just give them one.
Yes. I think you're right.
You know what? If you're going to give them, you know, tens of billions of dollars, why not just do that? Or, God forbid, why not just give every kid in America a computer?
Yep. Yep. I'm for that.
You know, give every kid in America a computer. Give every house in America free broadband access.
Yes.
Instead of, you know, all these other things, simply build cell towers across the country. And everything will take care of itself. Build it and they will come. I actually believe that.
I think you're right. I think you're right about that. I think that there are so many things on the plate right now. You know, we used to just have the war to think about. And now it just seems that, you know, there's just so many forces at work all at one time. It's just hard to pick through them.
I was, this always sobers me whenever I think of it, but there was a teacher absent today, and so they asked mind substituting the class, and it's because the kids are never the same when they come back after I've been there. But we felt they were, we were talking about Africa. And in 10 years, half the population of Africa is going to be dead. And nobody's doing anything about it.
I know.
And nobody cares. And that just bothers me. So what can you? Go ahead.
You know, I one of the things that I do is I have a business where I and I sell product to the government.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the products that I sell is a portable water purifier. And of course, most of my customers are military, Air Force, but. The condition, if we could just fix the water problem, Africa would be 100% better already because they just don't have water that doesn't kill them. And so many children die before they even reach 5 years old. These are just basic things that we have to attack before we can ever even think about, you know, development. And I just think that that the whole problem of water has been underplayed greatly.
Well, that's an interesting perspective. I didn't realize that about water.
Yeah.
And you always learn something with Norm at Night. And by the way, if you want to get in on the conversation, 347-945-6713. I usually could put you on with Skype or with Instant Messenger, but I'm lucky I got a computer that turns on right now, and so I don't have those things logged on. But you're more than welcome to join us in the conversation. That's 347-945-6713. And I'm still waiting to hear from my other California callers, a regular actually. Usually calls me every week. And Carl, give us a call. Join us. And my other regular guy who comes in from Halifax, Nova Scotia every so often. I haven't heard from you in a while, so why don't you call in and join us? We've got four lines open. So anyway, so how long have you been in California?
Oh, about 20 years.
Oh,
moved
wow.
to San Francisco. Yeah, moved to San Francisco in about 88, and just couldn't leave.
Well, no, I can understand that.
Yep. But my family are still in Buffalo, and my mom and my brother, and I visit them sometimes. And Buffalo is still a great place.
Yeah, it is, and I miss it from time to time, but I think I miss a place that isn't there anymore.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and, you know, that old you can never go home. My brother's still there. My sister's still there. My mom and dad have gone to other things. They've been dead now about 5 years.
Ah.
But heck, married each other for 54 years, you know. They had a good run. And I'm pretty lucky here now. I've been married... Gosh, ooh, it's almost scary. 28 years. Holy cow, three children, the youngest of who is now a freshman in college. And,
wow.
Yeah, it is, you know, and what I swear to God, nobody ever believes this. But one day I went to bed, my hair was dark. I woke up in the morning and it was white. That's exactly how it happened.
I know where you come from there, Norm.
for your
younger listeners.
I woke up, I walked in the bathroom, I said, holy cow, who is this? It was almost as bad as reaching puberty.
That's right. Well, for your younger listeners, there are a lot of surprises in store.
Yes, there are. And if you keep listening to Norm at night, some of them will come right from there.
Well, Norm, it's great to talk to you. I'm going to try to Skype in next week.
Okay,
and
I should have everything working, actually, to take the Skype callers. But thanks for calling, and can I use this number to just call you when the show's not on?
Absolutely.
All right. That sounds great, and I'll talk to you soon. Great to hear from you, and thanks for calling.
Thanks, Norm. Good night.
Good night. All right, there. Wow. I know nothing like when an old friend calls the Norm at Night Show, makes it worth the time on the air. Interesting question my friend Jan asked. But when the hair long curve long straight and white. Boy, those were the days, my friend. I thought they'd never end. But anyway, Skyping away. It was great to hear from my buddy Janny. Hey, Carl, if you're out there, we're still waiting to hear from you tonight on Norm at Night. That's 347-945-6713. If you want to give me an email, you can do it at the Buffnet, that's BUFNET, at Verizon.net, that's Buffnet at Verizon.net. You can always give me a tweet. I love Twitter, the show's on Twitter, and or you can tap me to be your buddy on Facebook. I really like Facebook. In fact, I'm going to go back there now for a while and see what's going on Facebook. I'm not seeing a lot of activity. And, hey, Chrissy, what are you talking about? You can't stand the fucking shit anymore. What are you talking about? Give me a call and we'll give it a chat here on the air. That's 347-945-6713. Oh, I guess I used one of the seven curses. That's really kind of dumb on my part, and I really do apologize for that. But here I am on Norm at Night, and it could be you on the air. 347-945-6713. Oh, I am looking at a picture here. Unbelievable. Some of my old St. Mary's buds. I do miss the place. I really do miss the place. It's breaking my heart to be away, but I'm really liking the new place. So things are good for Normie. I'm looking at some pictures from the hallway. I appeared in a show at St. Mary's, and who knows, I may do one here at the school I'm currently at. It's great to see my old buds, and I've got four lines open. 347-945-6713. Give me a call on the Norm at Night Show, and I'd be glad to hear from you. This is your opportunity to say whatever you want to whoever you want, and nobody but Norm to talk. Remember, what you say here is recorded here, and it stays here, and any place else anybody wants to download it from. And that would be a really fun thing to do. You do that by going to blogtalkradio.com/Norm at Night, and you've got all the, you got all the archives there. Hey, Rob, if you're out there listening, I'm sorry, I can't talk to you tonight because I don't have any of my other stuff going. I only have my switchboard, and what happens if I click this? I'm not even sure, but oh my God, this computer's so old, my flash won't work. So it's got to be all voice here. I'm approaching a couple of thousand. Oh, I got a call coming in. Hey, go right ahead. You're on the air with Norm. What can I do for you?
What's up, Norm? This is Devin Bolton.
Devin, how are you? Let's just use first names here on the air.
All right, that's fine.
How are you doing? Holy cow, I was... Oh God, there's a blast from the past. You're still playing football?
Yeah, I'm doing I'm playing a little club and did a little intramural for the last 2 years. Our team won our school championships and going to College of Charleston right now.
Well, how are things in South Carolina?
They're doing just fine. They're moving along slowly. We're dealing with the cutbacks for the higher education, but we're making things do. So how are things going with you? Hello? Hello?
Sorry about that. I lost my connection. Devin, I'm glad to see you're back. Hey, go ahead. I'm sorry. We're having phone problems here in Virginia.
How you been?
I've been really good. You know, I'm a new school. I like it a lot. They play women's soccer in the spring, and I happen to be the coach. So I'm having a great old time. We've got a good side this year. We're 3-0 out of the box. You know, the Virginia Independent School poll ranked us 7th in our size school, and so we got a really good team. We're having a lot of fun.
Not bad, not bad.
And I'm doing essentially the same things I did at
STM.
You know, and I'm liking it.
What happened with St. Mary's?
Well, they decided that they didn't want me around anymore.
Oh, really?
So they, well, yeah. I was the first of the budget cuts. And, well, what are you going to do, you know? You move on. It's better for them because I don't know why. I can't, but it's better for me because I found a new school. Maybe it's even a better fit. I don't know. We'll see.
All right.
How is the British culture in your family?
What's that?
How's the Brit portion of your family? How's your dad and mom?
Well, they're all right. They're traveling around Europe. I think they're going to be just got back from Cancun a little while ago. I think they're going to be into the Midwest to visit their families here in the next couple of days, and then they're off to Europe this summer.
Well, that'll be great.
So,
are you going to go with them?
No, I got things to do. I'm going to be interning in D.C. I don't know where yet, but I'll be working through American University School. And, so I'll be doing an internship with, I don't know, one of the international or diplomatic or national defense.
So what are you studying?
Political science right now. I may actually transfer back up to D.C., go to American University or maybe UMD or Georgetown. Still waiting to hear back from my my applications. So we'll see. I'm trying to do international affairs or international relations. They don't really offer that down here. So I'm looking at transferring. I might stay down here. I don't know. It's pretty nice.
Charleston's a very nice city.
Oh, yeah. I'm having a great time. It's been a good couple of years. But,
well, that's great. Are there a few of your STM buds down there?
Yeah, there's a few. There's actually Catherine Brady was one, or Catherine anyway, and she transferred back up to UMD as of this semester. And
really?
Do a little fun down there. Yeah, there's Brittany came. Brittany,
Maryland, you know, UMD is a great place. I did my graduate work there, and I really liked it.
Mm.
And, oh, it's a great place, and it's giant. There's great diversity. It's a wonderful place to be.
Mm-hmm.
What else is new? I see you on Facebook every now and then.
Oh, yeah? Anything good?
Oh, well, I don't know. Facebook's become pretty tame. Everybody thinks, all their job people are going to go on Facebook and see what they do. And
I don't think I really tamed mine down too much. It's pretty much, if you're a friend, you can see what I've been up to, for better or worse. So
You know, in fact, I got actually a lot of, I guess you call it advertised announcements for the show on Facebook.
Oh, yeah. I think I've seen one or two of them.
Gives me something to do on a Tuesday night from 9 to 10. I got an 11, but...
I'm glad to see you're doing something like this. I'm sure it's a lot of fun.
Oh, it's great fun, and I get to, oh, my God, it's remember Alex, well, can't use last name, but it's her birthday today.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I think I know what you're talking about. Yeah, yeah. Well.
And, but I'm having a good old day. Hey, Cousin Paul, if you're out there, we got four lines open. That's 347-945-6713 or second cousin. Well, I guess it'd be first cousin once removed. Claire, you know, I see your Facebook in a way. Give me a call here at Norm at Night.
Anyway, so, let's go check up on you and see how you're doing.
Well, that's great. Check up regularly. You know, give us a call every once in a while. Tell your friends to call.
All right,
tell them about the crazy man you used to know at your high school. And tell them to give me a call. Strangers are more than welcome. But it was great to hear from you. And
yeah, you too.
Another wonderful person to... make it worth doing this every week. And don't forget, you can all tweet from at night. And
sure.
Are you?
Am I?
Do you Twitter?
No, I haven't. I haven't done that one yet.
Do it. It's great fun. It's really great fun. It's like text messaging on steroids. I love it. But anyway, I'll let you go. And thanks for calling.
All right. Have a good night.
Yeah, I'll hope to hear from you again.
All right. We'll catch you later.
Oh, that was a kid who used to play soccer for me or on the team I coached at the high school I was at before the one I was, and actually taught him in a few classes. And when push comes to shove, the big D was all right. A little arrogant, but everybody is when they're a teenager. Some of us never lose it. Right to when their hair turns right white, their D starts to sag, and they're at the end of their ropes. But just remember, if you want to give me a call, it's 347-945-6713, and we can... Hey, Norm seems to be back. I'm having a lot of trouble staying connected. I got about 9 minutes tonight, so why don't you just give me a call? We can talk about my bad habits. I may let the song play out. American politics and popular culture. What do you want to say about it? To be honest, I've gotten so engrossed in this soccer thing I've been doing that I'm really losing track of what's going on in the politics world. I don't know where anything is. As I said to my buddy Jan, you know, rather than give General Motors billions and billions of dollars, why don't we just award tax credits to whoever for the purchase price of a American hybrid car? and essentially, practically giving people American hybrid cars. If you buy a hybrid Toyota, you can have actually, as long as it's built in the United States, you can have a tax deduction by a American hybrid, a General Motors hybrid, you can have a tax credit. What's I don't know what I do to deserve this, but apparently I'm not getting a lot of, I'm not having a lot of connection, so let's play a little bit. Tonight. We got about 4 minutes left, so if you're out there and you want to get in some last minute chatty, just give me a call at 347-945-6713. If you're out there listening on Facebook, you've got about 3 minutes left to have yourself heard on Norm at Night. Well, I'm really glad Harry, that's really fun. I'm glad. Alex, Sarah, you're over everything. Oh, my gosh, that's hard to understand. Hey, Harry, why don't you give Norm a call at 347-945-6713, and I'd love to hear from you. I've got four lines open, 347-945-6713. The world according to Norm, it's got some twists and turns, but it's always fun here on the Norm at Night show. I'm showing about 2 more minutes remaining live, and I'm losing my voice. It has really been fun tonight. I've heard some interesting comments, and it would be great fun to hear from you, especially on your birthday. Just give me a call at 347-945-6713, and you can have the last 2 minutes of the show tonight. Running out of gas here. I actually got out on the field with the players today, and to be perfectly honest, I'm just way too old for it. Way too old. Oh, God, I got to upgrade my Flash player. Oh, I found that out before. So we're in the last 120 seconds, and we're about to get out of the picture. But I'm glad to hear that Harry's out there. I appreciate hearing from you, Harry. And I can use the extra advertising, call your friends, anybody out there. Give me a call. Tell me what you want me to talk about. I don't even know where the heck we're going with this whole thing, only that we're driving the car and we're going to keep driving it. I don't know what else to say. We're in the last 60 seconds, the last 60 seconds. And if you haven't called, remember we're on every Tuesday night, 9 to 10 o'clock. And you can call us on the phone, 347-945-6713, or you can email me at buffnet@verizon.net, and every will be answered, I promise you. But this is Big C coming to you from Cat Harbor, Virginia. We're in the last 30 seconds, and we're fading out of here. We had a good night on the show. We talked a lot about soccer, renewed some old acquaintances, and just had a plain good old time. I'm really like doing this, and I don't know where it's going to go. I don't really care where it goes. I only know I like driving the car. So it's 10, 9, 8, 7, 6. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and Norm is out of here.